101X News.
It's 8 and sunny at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. Hillary Clinton is telling her supporters that they must accept the outcome of an election that she says has shown the U.S. is deeply divided. Addressing staff and supporters in New York the morning after her defeat by Donald Trump, Clinton said she has spoken with the president-elect.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
Despite losing the election, Clinton has a narrow lead in the popular vote, with several million votes still to be counted. Clinton says she knows the highest and hardest glass ceiling has not yet been shattered, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think. Speaking in New York following a devastating loss to Donald Trump in the U.S. election, she is telling her supporters that they owe the president-elect an open mind and a chance to lead. Clinton says while the outcome is painful, the effort was not about her, but the country we love. President Barack Obama recently gave his comments on the results of the elections. More to come. Loyalist College's new president spoke to media for the first time yesterday. Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn explained why she took the job.
And what I was struck by with Loyalist was, first of all, the beauty of the surroundings. I've never in my career seen such a beautiful location and spot for a post-secondary institution. And for me, the obvious pride, the community pride in the college is evident. And you can see that as soon as you enter the grounds of the Loyalist community.
Vaughn says she's very impressed with Loyalist College. She moved from New Brunswick, where she was the president of the College of the North Atlantic, for 5 years. November is Diabetes Awareness Month in Canada, an important time of the year for the general public to understand the difficulties of a chronic condition. Over 11 million Canadians are currently living with some form of diabetes. Christian Haria is an educational assistant at the York Region District School Board. She says her diabetes diagnosis was different from others with the condition.
Growing up, I had seizures, which led to me becoming a diabetic later on in life.
Harriet says working with a special organization helped her fully appreciate Diabetes Awareness Month.
It was actually not until I started working with Diabetes Health Foundation that I started to appreciate, you know, this whole month and getting to meet other diabetics, getting to spend time with other diabetics. So in the last, I guess I would say 8-9 years, I've gotten more, I guess, accustomed and appreciative of the whole thing.
For more information on Diabetes Awareness Month and the condition itself, visit www.diabetes.ca. In sports, the Loyalist Lancers play the Durham Lords tomorrow at home in men's and women's volleyball. The Lords are ahead of the Lancers in the standings for both the men's and the women's teams, with the Lancer women's team in third place and the men's in ninth. For basketball, the women's and men's team play the Seneca Sting on Remembrance Day at 6 and 8 p.m. at home. Only one Canadian NHL team is in action tonight. The Ottawa Senators are in Buffalo in one of three games of the evening. Anaheim visits Columbus, and St. Louis is home to Chicago. The Toronto Raptors will try to hand the Oklahoma City Thunder their first home loss of the season tonight. Oklahoma City is tied for first place in the NBA's Western Conference standing at 6-1. Toronto is fourth in the East at 4-2. The CFL is out with its list of division all-stars. The Ottawa Redblacks lead the way with 11 all-stars, while the Calgary Stampeders are tops in the West with 9. The league all-stars will be announced next month. Toronto captain Colin Doyle is retiring after a 19-season National Lacrosse League career. He spent 7 years as Rock captain and is the team's all-time leader in most offensive categories. Doyle won 6 NLL titles over his career. The Greek Soccer Federation is indefinitely suspending all league games after a suspected arson attack damaged a referee's home. The residence was empty at the time. Greek soccer has been plagued for years by fan violence and allegations of corruption and match fixing. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and cloud today and a high of 10. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 0. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 12. At 1:05, it's 8 degrees outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Den Hartog. News on 91X next at 3:00.